out what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Which is basically one and the same, have railroaded and pushed this 2067 appendage in the Congress of the United States. And right now, let me welcome Ted Pike to the program of truthtellers.org. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Rick. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I had no choice. I had to call you and get you on because I know you've sent out several urgent emails in the last day or so, and just last night we again had urged people to call their senators because we knew a vote was imminent and it was going to be brought up to the floor. And I wanted to make that clear that at any moment this piece of legislation that would enact the hate crimes bill would be voted on. The Kennedy measure was being pushed. And Ted Kennedy personally got involved in a little bit of arm twisting, so I'm told, and trying to do some trade-offs to try to get this thing passed. So I'm going to let you give us tonight an example of how dire things may be or may not be, but the floor is yours, Ted Pike.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Yes, I think dire is not an exaggeration. Basically, what's going on today is that the Kennedy hate bill, basically, Kennedy wanted to impose cloture on it. He wanted to he put in a resolution to the Senate Majority Leader that all debate be stopped on the hate bill and that cloture be proclaimed, basically ending debate and necessitating a vote. Now, that vote has been delayed a couple of days now, largely because it's very difficult for these Democrats to get together, all 60 of them, in one place at one time in order to maximize every last vote.
Yes.
And so they haven't been able to get this quorum of Democrats, pro-hate bill people there together. And what that's done is given us more time. Meanwhile, on the floor of the Senate, they have pretty much put it open to anybody who wants to say anything about anything they want to. And so Senator Kennedy, Senator Smith of Oregon, Senator Reid, Senator Menendez, and other pro-hate bill senators have been taking the floor for about 2 minutes or more and have been very dramatically calling for a vote on the hate bill.
All right. We'll pick up where we left off, and when we come back in 3 minutes, with Uncensored Radio Free America, I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. Ted Pike is my guest. Join us.
At
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping.
The
if you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep,
filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology,
one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Amen, amen. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and here we are to have an open forum tonight, and we have plenty of time to talk for the next couple of hours about things that we usually need to talk about. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about that has come up on this program has been the House Concurrent Resolution number 40. And this resolution, of course, is one of several that have been introduced by some pretty decent congressmen. Yes, there are a few to deal with things that we talk about all the time on the program. There are a handful of courageous men and women in the Congress, and one of them is Congressman Good from Virginia. He has 39 co-sponsors for this concurrent resolution, number 40. And let me tell you a little bit about it, all right? First of all, it expresses the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of the NAFTA superhighway system or to enter into a North American Union with Mexico or Canada. Now, Representative Good has introduced this bill, as I said, with 39 co-sponsors, and it has been referred to the House subcommittee, the subcommittee that deals with highways and the transit. And these co-sponsors, of course, include Representative Ron Paul and Representative Myrick Poe from Texas, Jim Saxon from New Jersey, Stevens from, Florida, Representative Sullivan, John Sullivan, Oklahoma, Tom Tancredo, Tiberi, Representative Tiberi. Now, there's a few of them. There's a few, heroes here who have introduced this bill. So they're basically saying, hey, it's a sense of Congress that we are not going to allow for funding for this NAFTA superhighway. Now, where's the rest of them? You tell me. Where are the rest of them, ladies and gentlemen? They're not there yet. You better ask your representative what's going on. That's for sure. All right. That's number one. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. Now, I mentioned Representative Ron Paul because, his name came up last night when we had on John Clark. And once again, a lot of people misrepresent his positions. So I'd like to set the record straight, as one of our callers did last night, I believe, made the point that Ron Paul is not for open borders. Now, you may quibble over some of the things he sponsored in the past, some of the things that he maybe has said that doesn't see eye to eye with the agenda of the conservative movement for the jot and the tittle. But unfortunately, a lot of people have misrepresented his positions. And, of course, particularly now that he's running for president. All right. Now, Ron Paul will be speaking, we're told, Saturday at a reception of the upcoming Gun Rights Policy Conference, which will be opening up Friday evening through Sunday in Cincinnati. And that's, of course, Ohio. And more than 800 gun rights advocates and activists from across the United States have pre-registered for the event. And it's sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. So he will be there, and he will be giving his special address over the weekend. Which I just think you should know about. Those of you who are interested, who are in that area, you might definitely want to get in touch with the Second Amendment Foundation. How's that? All right? Very good. We have scheduled a columnist, D.V. Kidd, to be on the program this coming Friday night as well. And D.V. has been here a few times, as you know. She is very prolific in her writing, very on target, if I may use the term. And she, of course, has a number of issues, including the ones we've been talking about, that she would like to discuss. So we'll welcome her, God willing, this Friday night on the program. And let me see here. There are a few other things that I wanted to mention to you. Okay. We brought up the bill, H.R. 811, as you recall. We had our guest there, Kurt Hyde, I believe, a week or so ago, who, of course, deals with the subjects of elections. He was a judge, and also computer voting. And he has been very much involved in opposing this bill, H.R. 811. And the bill is very important, looking at what it would do. It has to do, as you know, those of you who've been following the issue, that if they can't resolve a non-secret ballot vote in the Congress in less than a year, what kind of disaster they would give America is certainly disputed. Election using secret ballots on a larger number of voters. This is one of the things they want to do, this TAR concept. So that's one thing you might also be considering and be concerned about. And let me see here, ladies and gentlemen. Blah, 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 blah. All right, there are a few other things. Oh, okay. There was a big demonstration, as was brought up on my program last night, and that had to do with Costa Rica. And there were an estimated 150,000 Costa Ricans who were marching against CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement. And the country has about, what, 4.5 million citizens? Well, 150,000 of them apparently turned out to protest against CAFTA. And this trade pact, of course, as you know, about 2 years ago, passed the U.S. Congress by a single vote after midnight in July. It was July 2005. So 150,000 of them flooded downtown San Jose on Sunday to protest the much delayed CAFTA trade pact. Costa Rica is the second largest economic party to the deal. Along with the economic implications, Costa Ricans are concerned about the impact to their own national sovereignty created by this trade pact. So the president, the current president, and UN Rockefeller pretty boy Oscar Anaz is trying to push the hotly contested deal through on a national referendum vote. The outcome remains in doubt. It remains in doubt because the Costa Rican people are a little bit, I think they're a little bit more adept at protesting than Americans are. To get 150,000 people, if that number is correct, out on the streets, certainly tells you something. You try to get 500 people out, forget it. You're not going to do it. Oh, that issue, of course, is continuing. CAFTA, NAFTA here, and now we have the Middle East Free Trade Agreement, and so forth. Now, when we come back, I would like to get into some of the other issues that are of concern to me, but you have the floor, all of you, right now have an opportunity to bring up these issues that need to be talked about that I haven't talked about, that I've overlooked, if you will. And the number is 800-313-9443. All right? And Manny will pick up the phone and schedule you to be on the circuit, so to speak. 800-313-9443. I'd like to get back to some of the things that we were talking about last night, some of the issues that I think have really, unfortunately, a lot of people get trapped into taking a position on, and they take a knee-jerk reactionary position. And, you know, that has to do with this so-called war against Americans by the so-called Muslims. We had a pretty spirited debate last night with John Clark, and I'd like to revisit some of those issues. So we'll do that as well. All right, we will be back on this Wednesday night edition of the program, Uncensored Radio, Free America, with yours truly, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back, and maybe I should take a call or two. What do you think there, huh, Mr. Producer? Maybe I should? All right. Let's start off first with, let's see here, Rick in Florida, I believe. I mean, Sydney in Florida. Is that right? How about Sydney? Is he there?
Yeah, you know, I got to change my name to get on the show. You know,
all like right. I... Okay. Thank you for the call. And now we have Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
Yes.
How are you? That was quick.
Yes. Recently I heard some criticism of Ron Paul.
Yes.
The guy said that he criticized Ron Paul for not voting for a certain bill that this guy said was good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, on the surface, that sounds like it could be a criticism, but the guy was either stupid or he was disingenuous.
Yes.
Because there's no single bill that they vote for. They're in a package deal. And if that good bill that he claims was good was in a package with even one bad bill,
mm-hmm.
and Ron Paul votes against it due to that bad or unconstitutional bill, then you have mm-hmm. to, you know, without knowing what all was in there, you cannot criticize him for voting against something that this guy considers good.
That's right.
I just had to say that because...
Well, you know, the thing is that nobody is ever going to be perfect, first of all, especially when you're in the government. And I mean, there have been times when I've probably had disagreements with some of the things that Ron Paul has said, although I really have to think twice about that and say, well, you know, he's usually right on target. Now, he may have different reasons for proposing or opposing a bill. But for the most part, I would agree with him that he has maintained his principles stand on just about all the issues. He has not deviated very much at all. And as I said, I'm willing to cut him a little slack because of the nature of politics and the nature of government.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to be.
Yeah.
And he's got a 20-year record to back up.
Right.
I have never seen, you know, there he's the most constitutional voting representative there is no second place, even, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'm not in love with the guy. I have my own situation with him, you know. I think that he knows he ain't going to win. I think that Hillary's going to win, and it's a done deal, and everybody knows it, and I think he knows it too, but I think what he's doing is at least good.
You know? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's getting out there, and to the chagrin of the controlled media, you know, he's still managing to get very impressive numbers, and he is leading in terms of fundraising from all across the spectrum, from those who know him on the internet, people who are discovering him. And the fact is that the media have proven once again how corrupt they are and how controlled they are by ignoring him and treating him as if he doesn't even exist.
I use that to my advantage when people have never heard of him. I say, you look him up, and then you watch how the media hides him, and it'll give you a perspective of the media that you didn't see before.
Right.
I use it for that purpose.
You bet. And I'm glad you brought it up, simply because a lot of people, for whatever reason, either misrepresent what Ron Paul has said or voted on or stands for, or just simply don't have the facts. And I don't like to believe anything secondhand.
Right.
I want to go right to the source.
One more little thing for myself.
Mm-hmm.
One more little thing, if I got a time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I also heard some criticism of Palestinians for training kids to kill. Well, gee, what does our military do?
Well, you know, I mean, that's when, you know, like John was on last night, John Clark, and I know a lot of people thought he was a little bit cuckoo, and, you know, I mean, he means well. John is basically a well-meaning individual, but unfortunately, he, I think, is trapped in that ideological trap that a lot of people are in, and they think that being a conservative means standing by the country and the government, right or wrong.
And they're not the same thing.
No, they're not at all.
No, you have to have that. You have to know that. And if you don't know that, you know, you might have good information, but you're coming from the wrong place.
Right, exactly. And I want to get into some of that again after the break, because unfortunately, a lot of people are falling into that trap, and it's a trap that's been set for them. And we have a very bad foreign policy, and that's what it is, foreign. The Constitution, and it needs to be exposed. And the reason we have enemies, not as a people, but as a government, is because the government of the United States has intervened, as it has for the past century, in conflicts that it has no business to be in.
Yeah, we're in over 120 countries around the world.
The United States has
with armed troops. I mean, if that ain't going to tick off somebody, there's something wrong with those people.
There you go.
What other country has military in 120 countries?
Well, I don't know of any that has that many, that's for sure. But no question that that's what makes us the leader. The United States is the leader in democracy, as they say.
Right.
And that means the leader in nothing but majoritarianism, which is what democracy is. Rule of the mob rather than rule of freedom and law. Thank you, Joel.
Okay.
Thanks for calling for Ron Paul. All right. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will allow more calls at 1-800-313-9443. And we will gladly listen to your viewpoints. And, of course, there's much more to come. I do want to get back to this question about foreign policy that needs to be discussed. And we'll do that in just 3 minutes on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, I'm back now. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. And I do want to get into that question about foreign policy based on what John Clark had said last night and some of the things that offended some of you, because I just think that it needs to be revisited. What is a true American? What is a patriot? But I'll do that after we take another call or so. And let me take Ernie in Virginia right now. Hello, Ernie.
Oh, hi, Rick. How are you today?
I'm managing.
Right. Well, you've brought up some interesting subjects. First, the House Concurrent Resolution 40.
Yes, and you brought it up last night, I believe.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it needs to be brought up time and again.
Time and time again, I'm very happy to see the number of co-sponsors growing, like I said last night. But I think what it is, the reason why we don't see more co-sponsors, there is a lot of money interest, and people are fearful. I think these congressmen...
Now, don't think that some of these congressmen could be bribed, do you?
Oh, and not only bribed, but... there are things in their closet, and they don't like to give up power. They like to stay there forever.
But who would bribe them? Who would intimidate them and threaten them? You don't think the Bushes would do that?
Oh, no. Or the Clintons.
No.
No, they have a history of being very effective in getting their message across. And
I guess, huh?
Yes. You know what amazes me, too? I was watching Lou Dobbs, part of Lou Dobbs, and unfortunately Lou has not been on lately because of he had an operation.
Yeah.
His tonsils were taken out, I guess. But he's been gone for several weeks now and at a very significant point in time.
I know.
And what was troubling is they brought up the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, which we've been talking about, too.
Right, right.
And they made a statement that, oh, the Navy has been supporting this convention for some time.
They made that statement. Huh?
They made that statement.
Can you believe
up.
That? That's an out-and-out lie.
Of course it's an out-and-out lie, but maybe there are certain admirals who have promoted good yes people to the top. Because when was in the Navy, we wouldn't have supported such a move. In fact, we were the Navy guys I know and were very opposed to the Panama Canal giveaway, mm-hmm. which should have been a treaty vote and wasn't. And the same people that pushed the North American Union mm-hmm. were involved in the Panama Canal giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about foreign policy, it's clear it's to undermine U.S. national interest, our national sovereignty. It's to put us into this one-world government. That's what this is all about.
Right.
And to wipe out the middle class, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and people and representatives like Ron Paul, they don't want him around, especially because with our coming economic and financial mm-hmm. collapse, unless we establish tariffs and get out of NAFTA,
mm-hmm.
which Ron Paul supports, this country is doomed, and that's what the globalists want. The super elites want our demise.
And the media repeatedly refuse to acknowledge him unless they're absolutely forced to because of those same reasons, Ernie.
Oh, right, but when his coffers grow and the so-called internet support continues to grow, it's as if we live in two worlds. They can never poll the people about Ron Paul because if that survey is done, he won't be mentioned. But he is a viable internet candidate. But tell that to Las Vegas. I was reading an article earlier today. Not to get the website, but the odds are improving every day on Ron Paul's candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
His odds of winning.
He is absolutely. He's striking that respondent chord because there are so many disenchanted Americans now that they hear about this guy Ron Paul. They've seen him in the debate. And they say, where have I been? You know, I haven't seen this guy before. Where'd he come from?
Right.
And that answers the question about why the media have deliberately chosen to ignore his candidacy.
Exactly. But, you know, he gets support across the entire political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
He goes from the far left to the far right to the center to anybody that is pro-America. Ron Paul is their man. He's the only candidate that can stand up to Hillary and can
mm-hmm.
beat her. And I'm convinced as his strength grows each quarter mm-hmm. and people learn more and more about Ron Paul, even if it's just the Internet, the mainstream controlled media cannot ignore him. They will give him bad press
mm-hmm.
as he grows in strength, but they cannot ignore him. And the more time he gets, more and more, the people are going to say, well, why is this guy growing in financial contributions and getting more and more coverage on the TV, unlike prior months?
You know, it's interesting. He leads the list of recipients of donations from retired military.
Absolutely.
And I believe many of the current military as well, who are really, as you know, pretty near mutiny with this neocon administration of George Bushy.
Oh, exactly. And over 50% of the military now support Ron Paul.
Yes.
So I'm sorry, the admirals in the Navy, you're out of step with the rank-and-file servicemen. You're out of step with former Navy veterans
mm-hmm.
who see this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea as treachery and treasonous to Americans' interest, and as along with the Panama Canal giveaway, which was another railroaded job that should have never happened. Mm-hmm. And we should have never allowed the communist Chinese to take over the Panama Canal's operation. Mm-hmm. It undermines American economic interest and our
sovereignty. You remember when we had this Maggie Thatcher in England, and what a great conservative she was, and when the lease came up of Hong Kong, Red China's hold on Hong Kong. You remember that?
Oh, I do.
And what did they say? Well, the best we can do is hope for the best, they said, because after all, it's a 50-year lease, I believe it was. And they says now they have to go back to Red China. But Red China is not that bad. I mean, they've only killed 70 million of their people, and we can live with that, you know?
Oh,
I mean,
that's
not a Holocaust. That's not enough. You know, it's not 6 million. It's got to be 70 million or more, and that's not quite enough. And they told us that. Maggie Thatcher went right along with it. They said, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do but relinquish Hong Kong to Red China. And Red China was never China to begin with. Never the legitimate government of China.
I agree, Rick.
Yet they presumed that it was, and they were willing to just write them off. And now we have George Bush, who's warned Taiwan, who's warned the president of Taiwan not to even discuss the idea of free China and Taiwan, not to even discuss it as the real alternative to communist China. Because if you do, we're going to make you totally persona non grata. This is the traitor in the White House.
Oh, I know. And you know what? When you see him on TV, he seems to, I've seen recent interviews, and people come away from those interviews saying, you know, despite his very low poll numbers, he seems to be so happy and so pleased with what he's doing.
Yes.
He's carrying out the agenda, folks.
Yep.
The Absolutely. One world government agenda, undermining our country's sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
And he's happy about it. He's pleased about it. But you know what? They're still not succeeding. They're not meeting the Bilderberg target. They should have had this North American Union done long ago. But our congressman from Virginia is standing up with these 39 co-sponsors that we have talked about the last 2 days. They're saying no to this. And I'm sorry,
right.
You're not going to make your due date, your target date. And they also want gasoline to go $10 a gallon at some point.
Well, that's the end of the economy right there.
Oh, yes. They want to bring...
It would take a real disaster to get that through. They can't do it piecemeal.
No, but you can see the play going. Even in Canada, on emission taxes, greenhouse gas tax emissions, we need to move forward on this global warming. You notice the shift in the president.
Yep.
On global warming recently, and you see the trend, and it's to bring our economy down, and they're doing a great job.
Oh, no doubt about it. They're suffocating the middle class, and that was the plan from day one.
Right, and the stock market bubble, followed by the real estate bubble, these were no accidents, and issuing more and more debt, driving down the value of the dollar with our fiat currency. And no system of checks and balances, no regulation over the banks, subprime loans run amok. People who should have never qualified for any of these loans put in harm's way, undermining the entire real estate industry. And where is anybody speaking up against this? And with our professional elites and our economists, except with the exception of the few like Bob Chapman and others who mm-hmm. stand up and say what the reality is. We don't see it. And Joel Skousen, another true patriot, along with D.V. Kidd, who's going to be on your show tomorrow night.
Friday night, yes.
Friday night. These people are exceptional because they tell the truth. And too many of our professional elite today and high-paid, pricey jobs are lying to the American people. And I don't trust the Wall Street journalist, the Wall Street Journal, or cable
thank
TV.
Thank goodness. I wouldn't trust the Foxes guarding the henhouse either.
Oh, exactly. And when you see the spin on cable TV, if you watch their financial news, you can't believe it. Anything.
We've turned the corner now. That's the big story the other day. It looks like the fall of the market now has finally come to an end.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe this?
I mean,
anybody with half a brain would know better than to buy such nonsense.
Exactly.
You see right through it.
And how many millions more American jobs are going to be outsourced?
Quite a few until they're all gone.
That's right. And what are the Americans going to do when their credit cards are to the limit, they can't refinance their homes? Now they're going to be total serfs, and they'll do exactly what they're told. With the 1 or 2% will say no.
That's right. That's right, Ernie. Amen. You got the nail on the head. And by the way, people who called last night, calling again tonight about Ron Paul, people who'd like to help him out, I guess they they can call him. They can get on the line and they can write to him. But the toll-free number, I believe, is 877-RON-2008, right?
Right.
And, of course, they should definitely support Ron Paul if they feel so inclined. And people need to continue to send contributions. He is getting a tremendous amount of contributions for his campaign, and that's wonderful. That's wonderful
that people have someone
they can vote for.
Even should he not win, and I think he has a chance of winning, just the idea that there's someone who will stand up to the Federal Reserve System and say what it's all about, and challenge the American people to return to limited constitutional government, no to the Real ID Act, no to the Patriot Act, and defend our borders and our American interests. He's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, and if he doesn't win, he wins anyway.
Well, he does.
Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Okay, 800-313-9443 is our number. And we are having right now another open forum tonight, and I I enjoy the open forums because they really give us a chance to get into different topics in one evening. There are many topics that should be explored. Last night I brought up this late in the program, the subject that we need to talk about, foreign policy, and the fact that in yesterday's Daily Mail from the United Kingdom, the article had to do with a woman in the Pentagon who tells British MPs that, quote, "I hate all Iranians." They were visiting the Pentagon to discuss America's stance on Iran and Iraq, and they were shocked to be told by one of George Bush's senior women officials, "I hate all Iranians." This woman, if I may call her that, accused Britain of dismantling the Anglo-U.S.-led coalition in Iraq by pulling troops out of Basra too soon. The all-party group of MPs say that this woman, Deborah Kagan, C-A-G-A-N, I believe is the spelling from the article. She's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Coalition Affairs to Defense Secretary Gates. She made comments this month, and the comments she made, I will repeat them and elaborate on them, but there were six military police who were taken aback by the approach of the Pentagon, and in particular, this woman, Kagan, one of George Bush's foreign policy advisors. She actually made it clear that although the U.S. had no plans to attack Iran, it did not rule out doing so if the Iranians ignored warnings not to develop a nuclear bomb. It was her tone when they met her on September 11th that shocked them most. The MPs say that at one point she said, "In any case, I hate all Iranians." Although it was an aside, it was not out of keeping with her general demeanor. She seemed more keen on saying she didn't like Iranians than that the United States had no plans to attack Iran, said one MP. She did say there were no plans, but the tone did not fit the words. Another MP said, "I form the impression that some in America are looking for an excuse to attack Iran. It was very alarming." Tony Stewart Graham, who was on the 10-day trip, would not discuss Ms. Kagan, but said it was very sobering to hear from the horse's mouth how the U.S. sees the situation, quote-unquote. Ms. Kagan, whose job involves keeping the coalition in Iraq together, also criticized Britain for pulling out troops. She said if we have the south of Iraq, the Iranians will take it over. That is, if we leave the south of Iraq, the Iranians will take it over. Another said, she is very forceful, and some of my colleagues were intimidated by her muscular style. Mm. She probably eats Wheaties and lifts weights, right? Well, the MPs also saw Henry Worcester, deputy director of the Office of Iranian Affairs, who said he favored talks with Iran. The Pentagon denied Ms. Kagan, denied she said, I hate all Iranians. Quote, she doesn't speak that way, said an unnamed official. But when the Mail on Sunday spoke to four of the six MPs from Britain, three confirmed privately that she made the remark, and one declined to comment. The other two could not be contacted. Well, anyway, what do you believe? I know what I believe. I believe every word of it. This administration is chock full of these Zionazis, these Zionist Muslim haters, Arab haters, Iranian haters. And they really make no bones about it. Now, this is why, to me, being a real patriot and a so-called conservative patriot means you have to get back to isolationism. You have to get back to neutrality and minding one's business rather than meddling. I want to get into that as we continue the program in 3 minutes with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty. We're back now, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to take a call from the ever-popular or unpopular Henry from Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You hear my intro for you, Henry?
What now?
The ever-popular or unpopular Henry from Connecticut. Depending on who's listening.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. I quoted Bush about last week when he said that the Constitution was a GD piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, well, maybe it was 2 weeks ago. And, you know, it's good that I like that about Manny. At least he informed me. He said that a few people, you probably don't know this, but this is just between me and Manny. He said a few people called up and, you know, said that they were offended by it. And I told him, you know, Manny wasn't, but he said that a few people called up from the South or something. And I was telling him, I said, the next time I call again, tell him that's what their beloved president said. And he did say that about the Constitution.
Right. But you don't have to say the words. Anyway.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say the word, but I'm saying that. We know what he is. Yeah, that's
we know he's a GD piece of...
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is what... No, I think it was on Piper. It wasn't on your show. It was on Michael Piper,
mm-hmm.
they call it.
Mm-hmm.
But Bush did say that. You know, that's what he said. Here's the thing. I've got the new forward today. It's dated the 28th.
You've got the forward, yes.
Yeah. It's dated the 28th of September. So I want to look through it. Perhaps tomorrow I'll look through it, and maybe that article, that ad that you're talking about, mm-hmm. might be in there. Because that seems to be the most recent
ad that we brought up. Scott brought up the other night, Scott Smith, on citizenship, dual citizenship in Germany and Israel and the United States.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a universal passport anyway. They don't have to worry about any restrictions or any problems, any barriers to trade. They own the United States government, so.
Yeah. They.
But it's those Islamo-fascists that run the government. They run the media, too.
Sure. That's why you got names like Newhouse and...
And Bloomberg.
And Bronfman.
Right.
They sound real Islamic. They really
Murdoch,
do.
Rupert Murdoch and company, yes.
Yeah, I wondered about Murdoch, too.
Yeah, his mother was Jewish.
Okay, so he is Jewish. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I... You know, people are always suspecting that. You mentioned
But
something
they're really
about...
Islamo-fascists. You should know that, Henry. They're really Arabs disguised as Jews to try to discredit the poor Jewish lobby.
Yeah, the poor Jewish lobby.
And they are poor. They can barely get two nickels together to buy any
like
time
George Soros,
or media.
Yeah.
Yes.
George Soros had the nerve to go around threatening the Congress.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The left-wing Zionist Jews against the right-wing Zionist Jews. And that's why the foreword is interesting to read. Because the Forward is a left-wing Zionist newspaper, but it's still a Zionist paper.
Yeah,
it's still
it
Israel first over America. It's interesting to see them squabble,
play games
with each other.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When Ahmadinejad came to New York, you figured the president of the director of the university.
Yeah.
If he didn't do 9/11, you know, that's another thing too. They keep switching around and moving around like on a chessboard, which Muslim extremist did 9/11. First, I thought it was Bin Laden that did it. He's a CIA operative, by the way. He's connected with us. First, it was him that did it, and that's why Bush was going in Iran. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, no. Then he's going to invade Iraq, and then, no, Saddam was responsible for 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, he's trying to give a connotation, the director of Columbia, that Ahmadinejad had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
These people can't even make up who did it.
That's
you know, they all couldn't have did it.
No,
You know?
You wish to hang on. We got a minute break. We'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and support republicbroadcasting.org. Give us your money, give us your love, and give us your prayers. Free speech rules right here.